From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek. In recent weeks, the battle over Confederate imagery has focused mainly on a flag. But for some, the debate naturally extends to other symbols they see as offensive. As Arkansas, like many southern states, continues to grapple with emblems of its past, the question arises, to what extent are monuments in public places an issue? KUAR's Jacob Kaufman has this examination.
On the grounds of the Arkansas Capitol building, there are two statues commemorating the Confederacy, one to the women at home. Robert Miller with the Neo-Secessionist League of the South reads from its plaque.
"Whose jealous faith in our cause shone a guiding star, undimmed by the darkest clouds of war, whose fortitude sustained them under all
as
the privations."
As does State Representative Fred Love.
And whose patriotism would teach their sons to emulate the deeds of their sire. This is indoctrination."
Love represents a majority African-American district in Little Rock and was at the forefront of a failed effort this spring to disjoin the dual state observance of Robert E. Lee and Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
"It is definitely a sign that we would never conclude this battle."
Across the Capitol lawn, with an eyesight of a monument commemorating the integration of Little Rock Central High School, sits a dedication to the soldiers that waged a war of separation. Miller, who heads what the Southern Poverty Law Center calls the preeminent neo-Confederate hate group, says he's proud of the display, which in reference to the Confederate banner says, "We adore it," underlined.
"The attempt to remove and erase from the public view things like the Confederate flag, Confederate memorials, is nothing more than cultural genocide. It's not just an attack on pieces of marble and granite on the State House. It's not just an attack on a piece of fabric in South Carolina. We hold it to be an attack on the Southern people."
Daryl Charles with the Arkansas NAACP says, "Confederate symbolism only stands for the Southern people if you exclude black people from what is Southern."
"Black people can't celebrate their own demise."
If you had asked a white person in 1890 what was Southern, blacks would not have been included.
Carl Moneyhon, a historian at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, says the proliferation of monuments from the 1880s to 1930s by groups such as the United Daughters of the Confederacy generally distort the divided realities of Civil War society.
"So in a sense, you forget about why the war happened. You incidentally forget about emancipation. You forget about the black troops that served in the war. And in Arkansas, we even forget about the Union troops that fought from Arkansas in the war. And instead, what we do is we create monuments to Southern heroism."
However, he believes these monuments have not served as a rallying point like various Confederate flags have.
"I have mixed feelings about the statues, I guess, to be frank. I think they're probably fairly harmless."
Yet the mayors of Memphis and New Orleans have called for such statues to be removed. And in Georgia, the NAACP wants Stone Mountain, the so-called Mount Rushmore of Confederate leaders, to be sandblasted. In Arkansas, voices opposed to Confederate displays have not gained nearly as much traction, but they are still here. The state NAACP and Representative Love say Arkansas's black community does feel strongly, but the task at hand seems insurmountable.
"The power to be needs to look at both those monuments and correct this, so Arkansas won't be the lone wolf out here by themselves."
"That symbol right there is not a welcoming symbol. It's offensive to a number of people, and so they have no place at the Capitol."
But even some of those who are sensitive to the ways in which Confederate imagery can be used for hateful ends think removing monuments goes too far. One example is Nate Bell, Love's legislative colleague in trying to end the dual observance of Lee and King as a state holiday. He says it can be a tough line to walk with a purge of history as a consequence of any overreaction.
"I look at several places in the Bible where it talks about, if I know something offends my brother, even if it's okay, I probably shouldn't do it. That's many times lost in the political discussion."
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.